It's a football. It's a football.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense 2017. This is Tariq joining you and wishing you all a happy new year. Vishal.
Happy new year, guys.
Well, it's been a happy new year so far in terms of results.
Yes.
Liverpool have strung together some good results in a tight schedule. United have strung together
but
six wins.
Result, yeah.
But the side that have strung together more wins than United and Liverpool combined in this run. And the side who seem to be, as of now, running away with the English Premier League title, or at least that's what Karan seems to think, is of course Antonio Conte's Chelsea.
Well, Karan just thought this is the Serie A.
So we are here in Soccer Sense tonight to discuss the Italian job, yep. Like you said, starring
Antonio Conte.
Okay, we have discussed Antonio Conte a couple of times this season already.
Yep.
You were talking about the episode where we talked about his two big losses to Liverpool and Arsenal.
Yeah, back
early
to back.
On. And he did not seem very concerned about them.
Yep.
He seemed to have a game plan in mind. And it has come to pass, and how?
Yep. So,
the last 13
games. So when he came into the league, he was started with the whole 4-3-3 or the 4-4-2 or the 4-4-2 more than anything. And it was really not clicking, right? Chelsea were won the first three games, drew one, and then lost two back-to-back against two of the biggest teams. And then we thought, okay, this team really does not cut it, and the players don't seem to be inspired, the players don't seem to be motivated. But the one person who in the post-conferences or any of the interviews he gave didn't seem like he still had a plan. And while none of us were really seeing through him, what he was actually doing was preparing the team to play according to his system. And unlike Louis van Gaal, or unlike even Jose Mourinho, or even Pep Guardiola currently, he did not impose himself on the team as soon as he came. He made sure the team was ready to play the system before he started playing the system against the teams. And what he did is, he went back to the 5-3-2. The formation that he's famous for, but
the style that he perfected at Juve, really.
And what he's done beautifully here is he's brought flexibility to that. 5-3-2 becomes 3-4-3 or the 3-5-1, and depending on the team, depending on the system, it actually changes almost on a game to game basis, but the core of the team remains the same. So what he's really done is he's gone ahead and built a team around a core. He's basically built a core for the team, which is your David Luiz at the back, and in front of them you have Antonio Conte and Matic sweeping, who are not playmakers, who are not expected to be playmakers, but they're sweeping and they're feeding the ball into the likes of Hazard, Costa and Pedro or Willian, whoever is playing, and it's delivering. They're scoring goals, they're keeping clean sheets, and even if they're down, they come back, they fight. Chelsea.
So what's been remarkable about the 13 game run has been that they've just conceded about 4 or 5 goals.
Exactly.
It's not just about the goals they've been scoring, but it's also the fact that they've not been conceding.
Exactly.
Apart from that, a couple of points that we'd want to make out here. Number one, we are recording this just before the London Derby, Chelsea Tottenham game, which obviously has implications on the top of the table.
Yeah.
But as of now, you'd have to be a brave man to bet against Chelsea.
Yeah, especially considering it's Tottenham.
And the second case here is that, like we were discussing a little while before we started recording this podcast, that when I looked at the table and I was thinking about Antonio Conte's run of results, it just suddenly struck me that this is his first season in the
England,
Premier League.
Yeah.
He looks like somebody who has been here for like 10 years and has everything worked out.
Yep. And here's the thing, right? He's pretty much using the same set of players who were miserable last year. He's made a couple of additions here and there, Conte being obviously is going to be the buy of possibly the decade for any team, because he's that good. I honestly feel he's that good. But then he brought back David Luiz, where everybody laughed at him. And apart from that, there were no significant purchases. He brought in Alonso, who's obviously added value to the team. But more than that, he gave back life to the existing players, as in Victor Moses, who was being loaned out, is suddenly a star player of the Chelsea team. And Hazard has found his footing. Fabregas can't seem to find a way into the squad because one attitude, two work rate. So he's basically...
And Diego Costa has become a disciplined footballer.
Yeah. What has happened to the world? As in, all he's doing is minding his business, scoring goals. And I remember a bunch of people talking about how if he just would keep quiet and focus on the game, he would be a great goal scorer. He already was, but he's taken it to the next level this season, where he's already at about from 16 goals scored this season, and only Zlatan is behind him. So it has been that was a shameless Man United.
Good shameless Man United plug there.
Yeah. But my point being, I think this whole Chelsea squad, the attitude, the behaviour is very un-Chelsea-like. as in none of us associate, as in I am quietly fond of this team now because of just because of the attitude they bring to the table.
It's just that we can't say it in public because it's Chelsea.
As in you don't know when they'll sign Conte, you don't know, you have no idea. So, but I'm really impressed, as in, and the beauty of this, right, is the silent, is the way they've gone about this run. As in, they won 14 in a row, or 13 in a row now, and they're not making a big deal of this, as in, nobody's, none of them in the squad, as in, obviously the media's talking, the other teams are talking, but you do not hear Conte and Chelsea talk about this. They are just going about their business, and this
yes,
is not...
Yes, which has been amazing, because you would think, imagine an Arsenal going on a run like this.
Yeah.
In fact, Arsenal's
is
the record that they are trying to beat in terms of the Premier League record. They would have been touted as the team of the century or something.
Exactly,
like
and that's the most impressive part, right? Arsenal, the last time any team went on this run was Arsenal, which they did across two seasons. And Chelsea have done this in one season.
And that too so after a start where they're rather slow.
Yeah, and there are so many impressive things about the result, the shape, the discipline. A team that is famous for disciplinary issues, a team that's famous for send-offs, yellow cards, almost have no such problems anymore. Everybody's keeping quiet, everybody's put their head down and minding their business and just focusing on the goal that is to win the title.
So just talking about this, usually at Soccer Sense we do not take such extreme positions or we do not give in to the hype or do not definitely do hot takes.
Yep.
But in the scientific community there is a jargon called a natural experiment that you look at the same thing under two different conditions and if there are differences in results, you can find out the factor that caused it.
Yeah.
Well, here you have the same, almost the same Chelsea team as last season, but dramatic changes in results, and the only real component that has changed has to be the manager.
Yep. So, I think I'll compare this to a very Klopp-like situation, right? Because Klopp, again, has not made drastic changes to the team that he inherited. He's not gone out and bought players. He's bought a couple of players, yes, of course. But he's not made drastic changes to that team, similar to Conte. But what both of them exude is passion for the game. And it's something that, at some point or the other, translates into the team. As in, I was reading this interview that Costa gave, and he did take a slight dig at Mourinho, where it's great to have a disciplinary manager, but it's still great to have a manager who's still close to the team, who still understands his players and has a relationship with his players. And I understand the old school versus the new school approach, but yes, the players have changed. The players are a little more spoiled. The players do like their attention because they are making the money, and obviously you're giving them the ego that they have. So it is important, and I think Conte has done just that. He's gone ahead and he's understood the DNA of Chelsea as a squad, understood what each player adds value, and he's just not let price tags dictate who's going to play and who's not going to play. So, for example, he's taken the brave call that an Ivanovic will not play in spite of him being experienced and one of their best defenders for the last decade or so. He said, no, Victor Moses, who's never played as a wing-back, is suddenly the wing-back, and see how well that's paid off for him. Fabregas can't seem to make it to the squad because his attitude has been questioned time and again, and his work rate has been questioned time and again, and it's showing. And he's, in fact, reaping benefits for playing Matic and Kante, who go about minding their business without really making a noise. They clean up, they pass the ball, get back to business.
And that seems to be in the image of their manager because he's known as, I mean, you talked about work rate, he's known as one of the most hard-working managers in the business.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? As in, all his interviews, seems to end with, I'm focusing on what's next. I'm focusing one day at a time, I'm focusing on the next game, we will be ready for the next game. Similar to, it's a very Klopp-like approach, right? And by far, these two seem to be the most impressive managers out there.
Because this was a season which is supposed to be a clash of these managerial
styles. Pep Guardiola, Mourinho,
and
it took, the greatest way here, but a Klopp and, so it's simple, right? Guardiola, Klopp and Conte are spending their first ever season in England. And I thought, looking at the squads, Klopp and Conte are the ones going to struggle and Guardiola will still deliver something, but it's quite the opposite, actually. So, it's very interesting to see how they've adapted. And so this is where being a student of the game is very important, right? So, Conte didn't come here to implement his rules. He came and he studied the Premier League and how it functions, and he's the only manager who's not complaining about the schedule. It's not to do with the fact that he's winning, it's to do with the fact that he knows what he signed up for. And he's prepared his team for that. And now you see how he's using his squad. So, for example, he now rests a Matic. He brings in a Fabregas every now and then. He gives a Matic 60 minutes a game. He gives a Conte a 60 minutes a game. And he's using his squad depth now. A Willian and a Pedro are being switched constantly. You don't want to take Hazard off the field, which is understandable because of the form he's in. So, he's really understood the nature of the game in England, and that those are the changes he's playing. He's not looking to stick to the system. Seems to be solid, and everybody seems to have understood the system and bought into the system, which is not a very common thing. As in, for example, even for Mourinho and United, now they've gone on six games. They've finally gone six games unbeaten, and it took him some time for the team and the players and Mourinho to come up be on the same page. But that's mainly to do with the fact that Mourinho came and tried to change it from day one, and he
and then he's kind of gone halfway and now adapted
and
back.
And then he went back on an interview saying, "I need a year to get rid of Louis van Gaal's system." No, as in anybody could have complained about Conte. The easiest thing to do was say this team finished 10th. I can finish in the finishing in the top 4 is a great achievement this season. But I think he's gone about it in a very, very disciplined. He's pure old school in his approach to the game, but at the same time, he's extremely flexible and he seems to absorb everything what's happening and is a keen student of the game. I think that's the phrase for Conte, that he's the by far the best student of the game right now in the Man.
And he's among the older of the managers, which is rather amazing, but or also maybe reflective of wisdom. So Italian managers, flavor of the seasons, Ranieri last time, Conte now, and we'll keep an eye out on Conte and Chelsea's progress as the season goes on. We'll go back to those thorny issues of Liverpool and Klopp and Mourinho and United maybe in the later podcast, but for now that's about all we have, and we will get back to you next week as the Premier League really enters the second half, and what a second half it is likely to be. So as long as we don't involve Karan, I think we should have a good chance of making sense of it. So yes, we are now publicly shaming Karan on the podcast.
Hope you're listening.
So that's it from me, Tariq, for this week. Once again, wishing everybody a happy new year. And Vishal,
see you guys. Please pray for United.
See you guys next week.